In Luke chapter 3, the Bible tells us that John came into all the country round about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sins. Yesterday I mentioned baptism. I want to enlarge on this subject just a little bit today. John was preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Repentance is for the remission of sins. John was preaching the baptism that came from the repentance for the remission of sins. This word of is a preposition, and here it is used as a function word to indicate the origin. The same as when we say Jesus of Nazareth. The word of indicates where he's from. He's from Nazareth. And so it is here. The origin of baptism comes from the repentance for the remission of sins. Then said John to the multitude that came to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance. And don't say in yourselves, we have Abraham to our fathers. And the people ask him, saying, what shall we do then? He answered and said to them, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. And he that has meat, let him do likewise. And then came the tax collectors, the publicans, to be baptized. And they said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said to them, extract no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said to them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be contented with your wages. We find in Acts the 26th chapter, Paul preaching the same thing. Paul said, I showed first unto them at Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works fitting for repentance. Good works are the results of repenting and turning to God. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, there are some who would say that he called sinners to baptism, but he did not. Baptism comes after you have repented and turned from your evil ways. Forgiveness comes after repentance. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 30. Now, this is red letter stuff. Right here in the Old Testament, God said, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all of your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. And then we hear the writer of Hebrews in chapter 6 and verse 1 say, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, let us go on unto perfection. In Acts chapter 11, verse 18, this takes place when Peter was testifying to the apostles in Jerusalem about what had happened at Cornelius' house. And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Repentance is the foundation of your relationship with God. Without repentance and turning from evil and turning to God by faith, there is no forgiveness of sins. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.